Welcome.
Love this is Hope Radio.
This is she. We're having all kinds of influences in this moment. I want to thank you for being here today to discuss shadow and to connect with its gift, to connect with how we can be with this aspect of self that exists in all of us and how it can serve. So many of us can overtly, I think, call out each other's shadow, and we're really good at that. However, we're not always so great at wanting to look in at our own. Because why? Because it's scary. So right now, I just want you, before we dive into this full subject matter, is to think for a moment about all of those beings that enabled you to connect with your shadow, whether they brought the worst out in you, quotes around that, or they reminded you of how to release that beast, as I call it sometimes, that exists in all of us. So with that being said, just take a moment and connect your heart center and just bring in the people, the beings that have brought you to these places, or you might have said that they were causing this to you. All those beings, bring them into your heart's awareness. Every one of them that has taken you through maybe some uncomfortable times in this lifetime, in other lifetimes, and bring that into your awareness and into your heart. And hold on to that energy field just with a big, deep, full breath. And even if it's kind of uncomfortable to welcome some of them into your heart center, welcome them all in, every single being that has been this reflection of that aspect of self that sometimes we're afraid to look at. Sometimes we don't want to know. So we invite that energy in a different way, removed from us. So take a deep, deep, deep breath, breathing in and out. And as you welcome in gratitude, even if you don't know how, with certain situations, you might feel some emotion, you might feel some humility. And as we go through this episode, we're going to touch on these beautiful beings that allowed us to see this aspect of ourself. Because once again, it's easier to look outside of ourselves than sometimes it is to look inward. So one by one, I want you to imagine with, you have a handful of pebbles. And as you're holding the pebbles, I just want you to hold them in your hand. And I want you to imagine dropping them one after another in the water. And just giving thanks for that reflection. And not having to identify what they symbolized or what aspect of you that is, but just to give thanks. So with each breath, breathing in and out, just release that aspect of self into a pool of water. And just being one by one, just releasing effortlessly, letting go of that aspect, that reflection, and freeing each one of these beautiful beings that came here to show you a very important part of self. So whether they were the thief, the plagiarist, the murderer, the rapist, the manipulator, the liar, the cheater. Whether they reflected envy, jealousy, gluttony, disharmony, anger, violation. Whatever it might be, whatever aspect that can seem frightening, just allow yourself to release it. Disease, harm, sadness, oppression, regret. And as you continue to breathe in and out, releasing those pebbles into the water, now, bring yourself back and just one last gratitude for yourself and just having the courage to be in this moment and connect in this way with this aspect of shadow and the external representation. And the reason I bring in the external representation is if we take a life review from where we are right now, we can sometimes not explain certain things that appear in our life that seem quite horrific, traumatic, arduous at face value. But each and every one of them is taking us through a journey, an opportunity to learn about self and to refine self. And oftentimes, we really aren't able to do that until we fully embrace the shadow self. And if we're a wise student, we master it, and then we know its place. So today we're going to walk through that. We're going to walk through the opportunity for mastery, and that's what's been put on our path. We can have something traumatic happen to us, and that might be our opportunity to master compassion. We might actually have been the thief in another life and have to discover what it feels like to have something stolen from you. Those sometimes are hard concepts to understand, but then once you get it, when you feel that, like, wow, it doesn't feel so good to do that or have that done to me, I promise you, when you master it, that aspect of shadow is going to fade. And then we're going to talk about how we can utilize the thief, the manipulator, how we can utilize those traits of shadow, not for deception or trauma or causing harm to others, but how we can actually take that energy field and merge it with the light and bring us to center and really move forward in such a beautiful way, and then be very aware when we witness it on either side of us. So with that being said, we're going to listen to a song right now that you've brought in a couple energies or many energies that potentially have visited you in this lifetime to remind you of what you're here to learn and to remind you of an aspect of yourself and another. And I want you to think about it now, no longer external, but bring it internal. Bring it inside to you and connect with your entire being, just who you are, both light and dark, and be honest. This song is by Yeshe. We listened to him last week. It's called Eye for an Eye, and the reason I share that with you is obviously his inspiration is from Gandhi, a famous statement that he made, if we all seek retribution, this isn't what he said, but this is what I'm saying in this moment, if we all seek retribution, basically if we all do an eye for an eye, the whole world will go blind. So that can help us put this into perspective. So continue to breathe in and out and just close your eyes and be with Yeshe's words, and then welcome in your shadow to sit here with us for the rest of this segment.
The whole world.
So connecting with that, an eye for an eye. So this is, you know, samsara, the cycle of life, that we can actually continue in repetition over and over and over again, repeating the same patterns. And within each lifetime, or lifetime if that is within your belief system of one, it doesn't really matter. We can have one or millions, whatever you like. It's your reality. We are given the opportunity to learn about self. So the reason the shadow self is so profound and important is that it takes us to a place of ourself that's not well. But when we transmute the energy that exists there, and we're going to go through them, we can sail with that energy field and we can bring it to the center. So some of you might be familiar with the movie Star Wars, and they talk about the Force. And the Force in the movie, the metaphor there is that the Force is the energy that holds the entire universe together. And that's absolutely correct. That was so well articulated, and you could see the juxtaposition between dark and light. However, the depiction of it, of that shadow self, is kind of scary a little bit. You know, Darth Vader, the man breathing heavy, that chose the shadow. Now, while that is not the noblest position that most people are going to seek, however, that energy has to be there. Otherwise, the entire universe would collapse on itself. The Force couldn't be there. If the shadow didn't exist, neither could the Force. And so some people might wonder, what is the Force? The Force is something so simple, yet so profound, and we get in the way of it because we don't allow ourselves to be authentic and in congruency with our shadow, and we don't allow ourselves to be in congruency with our light. So I've talked about this before. We'll see a lot of people talk about love and light and just being in the heart, yet they're not over here okay with their shadow, and they're not okay with that, or they're not truly at peace with it because it still causes some dis-ease. And how do we know if you're suffering from stress, if you have physical dis-ease, if your mind is occupied with a million and one thoughts, if you can't sit still and just be with self and be totally blitzed out, that's a sign that you're not at peace with your shadow or your light. So it's easier for people to understand because sometimes we're so afraid of our shadow that we run over to the light and we just get, allow ourselves to be in that vessel and being nourished by the light. However, we can't sustain just being in that energy field either. We have to be in the center. Why do you think monks and other people of a monastic life spend so much time in silence? It's not easy, and I was recently out at this property, the Garshen Institute, well, not recently, fairly recently, but they, you know, we were talking about the 3-year hermitage and how it's not that easy to sit with self for 3 years. So imagine that in the Western industrialized commercial world that most people around the world live in or are being forced to aspire to live in, they don't look at the shadow, and if anything, they embrace it in a deconstructive manner. So let's look at shadow and where it can lead. So I'm going to utilize as a metaphor here is the 7 deadly sins. And the reason these are there, it's not by accident. The universe gives us little clues along the way, you know, for the human species to understand what we're here to figure out. So we have lust, gluttony, greed, discouragement, wrath, envy, and pride. So we're going to use these as our baseline. They've been articulated in different ways, but again, lust, gluttony, greed, discouragement, which is sloth, which many people are used to knowing it as, wrath, envy, and pride. And within each one of these, if you think about it, these conditions, these shadow selves can lead us to the darkest place to commit crimes on this planet. And we can look outside of us and they most definitely exist, right? They're still here. We have human trafficking. We have drug trafficking. We have war. We have sex trafficking. We have pornography. We have all these things that take us out of harmony of our true condition. Now, you might say, well, the shadow, you just said the shadow has to exist. Yes, it definitely does. But it doesn't have to exist where we cause harm to one another. We are not meant to harm one another. We are meant to remember that we can be in the center, and then we can traverse like a serpent down that center. We can stay on a perfect line, or we can kind of move like a beautiful dance, weaving in and out and sipping from both energy fields to stay in the center. If we go too far out on one direction or another, we will get lost. So what does this mean? What are we going to do? How can we move forward? So I want you to take an evaluation in your life. If you had to pick a couple or one in this life, what do you think your main teaching was in this lifetime? If you can attribute it to one of the seven deadly sins, or we'll call a subcategory under that one. Let's say lust. So you were very lustful all your life. You have this energy that you have desire, so you overeat. You consume. That can also fall under gluttony. You desire people physically in a manner that's not sacred. So think about that. Greed. Are you so taken with money that you forget what the purpose of the energy field of money is? Discouragement. Are you so much in a state that you can't move forward because you're so self-loathing and stuck in your own drama? Wrath. Are you just mean? Do you have this energy field that can just hurt others? Envy. This is one that can get us all. Jealousy, envy, pride. Too proud to be humble. So when we understand where we might fall, I just want you to take a moment and write down where you might notice in this lifetime. And then if you know, if you can attribute it to one of these seven, again, these are just our placeholders, so we don't need to be so concrete with everything. But then if you can draw a line where it's taken to you in this lifetime, maybe you've been a criminal in this lifetime. Maybe you have suffered addiction. Maybe you have been the victim to one of these. Now, just because you're the victim of one of these situations does not mean that that doesn't exist in you. It very much does exist in you because you're part of the story. So just write it down and connect with it. And then what I want you to do is bring us back to our center, because as we look at these things, sometimes it can be exasperating. But this is your opportunity just to be brutally honest. Like, you know what? I'm a very envious person. Or, wow, I'm very wrathful. I'm mean. I'm not nice to people. Or, wow, I'm so discouraged. I don't think I can move forward. Or, wow, I'm really greedy. I hoard all my money. I hoard the energy of money. Wow. Gluttonous. Oh, I'm so self-indulgent. Can't get enough. I'm uber, uber thin. Or I'm uber, uber overweight. True sign of gluttony. If you're on either one of the articulations, you might star gluttony. Lust. I can't get enough. I can't satiate myself with that which I desire. I can lust many things. It's not just sex. So as you connect to each and every one of those, I want you to come back to the center. And we're going to get there. What can we do with this? Because it's a lot. It's a lot when I say it all. I want you to breathe in. So, and I want you to use that metaphor. I want you to just imagine you're inviting everyone into the center. Now that we've invited the shadow into your heart center, I want you to imagine inviting the light, that which you want to be, that which you esteem to be. Every time you go to your place of worship or your cushion for meditation, that is the place you like to be, that stillness, that exuding of this energy of light and love and harmony and peace. Bringing all that energy into the center. And I want you to imagine in the mind's eye, they're just staring at each other like a beautiful game of chess. You have your board out. You have your opposing players. And they're going to come and meet right in the center. And if you notice in chess, it's so symmetrical. There's balance between the two, between the pieces, between the opposing sides of the chess game. It's equal. So bringing all those pieces in, and then I want you just to sit in the heart and take another deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. And now I want you to think about the possibility of converting energy, about the possibility of looking across that chess game, whether you're the pawn or the rook or the bishop or the king or the queen or the knight, look at your equal, the light one and the dark one. And I want you for a moment to think from your shadow self what you can appreciate in your light self. Just for this moment, go to that dark place and think, wow, what can I appreciate about that light self? And that light self could be something external right now, if it's easier for you to think of someone that represents that, that maybe you feel a little jealousy or envy towards. Just bring in that shadow self and saying, wow, that person that I'm envious of, I really admire them. I admire their thoughtfulness. I admire their stillness. I admire all that they're capable of. It inspires me. Wow, I'm so thankful to know them in this life. And wow, I don't need to compete with them. I could actually learn from them. Now, as you contemplate that light person from your shadow self, let's switch parts now. I want you to imagine yourself in your highest self, the one that we all know, but maybe we're not embodied it as yet. So connect to that point of reference, to that being that just is all loving. And I want you to look across the chess game again and connect with the shadow, that aspect of self that maybe is wrathful, that's gluttonous, whatever it might be. And now, where does that medicine take you? Where does that shadow take you? Can you be grateful and connect with the lessons you've learned from that shadow? When you look at that shadow and say, wow, I'm grateful for understanding that I don't have to eat so much, that I have everything I need. I can find peace inside of me. I don't need to feel uncomfortable and look for something external. Wow, I don't have to manipulate people to get them to do what I want. I can be authentic and truthful in every moment. Wow, I don't have to be mean to get my point across. I can stand in my voice with grace. So I want you just to be with that for a moment, and how we can use this as a practice, looking back and forth at that which we are and have been and will continue to be until we are no more. And just be with you and what you're ready to release. So we're going to listen to one of my songs, and I'm hoping it's from on here. With Random Rab. It's called For My Corpse. When we embrace the shadow, we welcome in the opportunity to shed a piece of that shadow and a piece of the light that's not authentic. Because until we know both truths as to why we're doing things, like giving, why are you giving? Are you giving because you're authentically wanting to do that? Or are you giving because you have an ulterior motive? So that's a light activity, but it can be deceptive. So right now, I want you to close your eyes, allow the music and the harmonics of Random Rab and For My Corpse to wash over you, and welcome in those aspects of yourself that you're ready to let go of, that shadow self. And then we'll talk about how we're going to embrace the shadow and how we can transmute its energy and assist us in staying in center. For my corpse. So how do we allow these aspects of self that at times can be frightening to ourselves and others, can be harmful to ourselves and others, how can we allow them to rest still and still feed the center? So as mentioned at the beginning, we have a force within all of us, every single being on this planet, and that force is our center point that aligns us with the center of the universe and the existence of that which we are. So that energy field runs through your heart. So think in right there, and I want you to just be for a moment knowing that if you don't have the right and the left, you can't have the center. Does that make sense? If you don't allow shadow and light to exist, we can't have the center. Now, the quandary comes when we're out of balance. So right now on our planet Earth, we can see that we're out of balance. So some of you might want to know, on a macro level, what would balance look like? Well, if you're ever curious, if you go into the animal kingdom, they'll show you so gracefully what balance looks like. And I'll share a story of when I was in the jungle and we were taking a hike up to the top of this ridge that overlooked the ocean, looking down into Panama. And at that top of that ridge, we were inspiring all of the retreatees that were with us to release their anger, an aspect of shadow, that which didn't serve anymore. And as everyone was screaming and releasing and letting go, so sweet, the caretaker and owner of the land had asked us to stop. He was worried we would upset the locals. They would think something horrible was happening in the jungle. So that's point one, is that just the aspect of release, us releasing in the jungle, could offset nature right there. So as we were coming down, we got a witness as we're hiking down through fire ant piles, like crazy amounts of fire ants. It was so beautiful to watch everyone maneuver that. And then we would see the giant hives of termites. And it was at that point where I could see the sand, and we're coming down this deep ridge and all these ants, thousands and thousands, maybe more than I could ever imagine, were crawling everywhere, and we had to go through them. There was no other choice. And I was like, wow, everything is in its place. It's in harmony. It does what it needs to. The termites help keep the forest thinned out. The ants are moving microorganisms in the forest, so our ecological system can stay in alignment. So had I gotten upset and brought a can of Raid with me, I would be upsetting our ecological system right there and then because of my imposed fears or my inability to think, wow, if I get bit by a few ants, or if I get several ticks on me, or if something bites me, that I won't be able to handle it. But when you're in harmony with your surroundings, guess what? You don't get harmed. So this was a beautiful lesson throughout the whole time in the jungle, that once we all allowed ourselves to settle in with the energy of the jungle and were respectful of the jungle, no one was harmed. No one on that trip. And we had some big creatures with us, all different kinds. So this is how we can look at our shadow self. We might know that we're capable of murder. We might know that we're capable of rape. We might know that we're capable of stealing. We might know we're capable of lying, cheating, harming others, manipulating others for our own self-interests, hoarding. We might be jealous. We might be envious. We might know all these things. And understand that that energy field does not need to be played out to harm other people on this planet. But that energy field could be left there in the universe as your contribution to keeping balance, not only in the universe, but on Earth too. So you might ask, where does it get stored? Well, if you spent any time with tribes or people that are indigenous, that work and are with the land and in harmony, they have the utmost respect for those pockets on our planet where that energy is held. And they don't enter those spaces. They know better. They listen. So if we look at ourselves, if we know that exists in a little aspect of ourselves, we don't go in there. We allow it to be as a service to the universe, to our fellow human species, to our planet, Gaia, that supports our life force. We're actually creating part of the counterbalance to the light. We don't go there. So I want you to think back from the beginning of the show, some of those things that you might have. So if you know you're jealous in this lifetime, you know that you're maybe gluttonous or you are not moving forward, you have sloth tendencies, rather than go there, let it be. Be with that aspect of it and just see it. So as a beautiful monk that goes on retreat and spends time sitting in stillness, you can like spend some time going into these crevices of self. And when you come out, you realize it's your choice if you want to go there, if you want to react, if you want to participate. And understand, just like if I brought a can of Raid to the jungle, there's a consequence if you go there. Because just like an algebraic problem, if you want to solve it, what you do to one side, you have to do to the other. So in every moment, we're given a choice. So how do we convert the shadow? Well, first, you're going to let it be. Notice it, witness it, be with it, discomfort. If you're battling anger, if you're battling addiction, be with it every time it rises up. And especially if you're in a 911 trauma situation, make sure that you have help. But if as you're coming out of it and you notice it keeps arriving, wow, I haven't mastered that quite yet. I haven't mastered my addiction yet. Still seeking to do something so I don't have to face whatever this uncomfortable feeling is. Witness it and be it. Allow the ants, the fire ants, to walk across the earth and do what they need to do for our ecological system. Don't disrupt it. Let it be. So that's number one. Number two is to take a breath into those moments. You can convert the energy if you're feeling the energy of lust towards anything. Breathe it in and then send it back out to the universe. Let it be there. Is it really going to serve in a behavior that's beneficial? Probably not. If you tend to be gluttonous. So it's kind of ironic in this day and age we have a system set up where people aspire to be in gluttony. They aspire to be billionaires, millionaires. They aspire to get amazing awards. They aspire to be on stage in front of millions of people. And that is a lesson in gluttony. And wow, I bow down to each one of those beings that was brought forth to master that in this lifetime. And I pray that they'll master it. And when we do, when we master that, a level of humility drops in. And then that person in that position realizes how they truly can serve and the medicine of each one of these things that are there that need to be these fields, but they don't need to be disrupted. So one, to let it be. Two, bring in the breath when you witness it. 3, as you're working through it, once you've witnessed it, then you have to correct the behavior to bring yourself to center. So if you're so far right, let's say, into your shadow world, and this isn't a political reference, if you're so far right in your shadow world, at some point, if you want to make it back home, you need to come back to center. And it doesn't mean going around. So people will do this a lot of times. They're over here in their shadow, and they run around the heart. They don't go back to the center of it. They run around, and they're like, huh, I'm love, I'm light, peace, harmony. This is it. Oh, this is what I have to offer the world, and why aren't you that? That's not a peaceful person. A person that's found their center sits in the center and can be that and can be that from the right and the left. They merge the two. So be honest with yourself. Are you authentically in love and light? Are you authentically in your center? And if you're not, it's okay. There's no judgment. But if you aspire to be there, it takes a practice. And I've talked about this before. And the one key that the universe shows us is stillness, is silence. That's how we can dip into that place, the force that sustains all of us. Sustains the energy of the universe. So right now, let's just connect with there. Let's bring in both aspects of ourselves, breathing in and out. Taking a deep breath into the heart and then out. Another deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. And now in your mind's eye, you know, people will say the male's the light, the female's the darkness, and it really isn't that way. Just notice maybe within yourself the aspect of you that maybe feels more masculine and might hold the shadow self. And the part of you that holds the light and might hold the feminine or the masculine, whatever it might be, just kind of allow yourself to assign them to a positive and negative field, energetic field in your body. So if you know your shadow runs more through the masculine energy of yourself, just be okay with that. Say, okay, wow, I'm going to need to make sure I keep that field in balance because it might have a lot more of a charge than the light. Or if you notice that force inside of you runs in your feminine energy, the dark force, that you're going to need to keep that in check and allow the masculine energy to come in and dance in unity with your feminine. So right now, I want you to imagine those chess pieces on the table coming towards each other and just merging right down the center of the board, every single one of them. And as you're in the center, I want you to feel that stillness. Imagine self just being with self. Standing still or sitting still on the earth, exalted, breathing in and out. And as you welcome in that remembrance of your unity, yourself, think about in every moment where you would like to allow your shadow to rest. As we enter into a season which is known as winter North America and summer, well, the Northern Hemisphere and summer in the Southern Hemisphere, both are times of actually, one is a time of maybe more relaxation, but it's still retreat. You're spending more time being with self. And in North America, it's a time of hibernation. And it's actually in the indigenous here, as the winter equinox approaches, this is the time they call of death. It comes off the earth. and how we can be in honor, like I said, like the indigenous don't go into certain places on earth because they know they hold the light and the shadow in these different locations. They hold that shadow and they let it be. So with that in mind, I want you to, just in this quick check-in, decide where you'd like your shadow to just let it be within your physical being and within your exterior world. If you're done with all the shadow reflections, say, I'm done. You guys can go to the mountains. Have a vacation. Thank you. And if you're like, wow, where do I want to store this energy in me? Where can it serve? Understand that that stillness, that pocket of energy that can carry a lot, can be destructive. Pick a nice place for it. Pick a place where it can be held. You might want it closer to that heart center to help offset, you know, closer to the force, its potential. So as you've checked in with that, I want you to just reflect back with one, the remembrance of what you were brought in to master in this lifetime. What have been your lessons, both that you have participated in, meaning that you took action and were that, or that you've participated in, which might fall under the victim category. Look around that and what it means and what you can learn from that. And then look into your attributes of yourself, not your highest and best attributes and where they are in your life, and how can you tone them down and convert them. So if you carry a wrath, how can you speak with that conviction, with protection, with knowing, but don't harm anyone with your words. So think of it that way. And just as we use the example of maybe you're envious of someone, that you could actually be admiring them instead. So that can be your practice, is converting the energy and understanding why you're feeling like you have to participate in activity. And you'll get to the root, which we'll do a little bit further of an episode next week on, is when we get to that root as to why we're in this constant dance between light and dark and how that root can lead us back to center. So this week, if you can take some time in silence, doing some breath work, start witnessing around you what you've been participating in, and find a spot within your physical, emotional, mental, and energetic being that you can store your shadow, like the caves in a mountain that hold the energy of shadow, and say, that's your spot. You can be there. I'm okay with you being there with me, and I'm not going to disrupt you. I'm going to let it be. So with that being said, I would like us to sign out with a segment of just allowing yourself to go in one more time and being centered with that which you are, that you are divine perfection, and that it's just a matter of being with both aspects of self. So we're going to listen to a song called Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. It's a mantra which means love to all, life to all, peace to all. May we all find that and be one, not with just each other, but with ourselves, all aspects, and find that beautiful force of energy that sustains us all. Until next time, this is She signing out. The deep bow, a soft gaze, and a namaste. Namaste.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Shanti, 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 Shan